This is Ozarks at Large. The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks now has a long-term treatment facility for veterans who suffer from substance abuse disorders, mental health illnesses, and homelessness. The VHSO officially opened the Leroy Pond Residential Treatment Center yesterday. The opening took place on the anniversary of the day that sent many local men and women into, eventually, war. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek was there.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so...
Interim director of the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, Kelvin Parks, starts the ribbon-cutting ceremony by acknowledging the day they picked to unveil the new residential treatment facility was not a coincidence.
In fact, we chose this ceremony, and it was not an accident, as we wanted to take this opportunity this day, this ceremony, and this opportunity to remember.
To remember, Parks says, the morning of September 11th, 2001, when terrorists crashed two planes into the World Trade Center, another into the Pentagon, and another into a field in Pennsylvania, thanks to the passengers who stormed the cockpit.
In response to those attacks, many natural state, show me state, and Sumer state volunteers within our region, within our catchment, answered the nation's call to a global war on terrorism. Some paid the ultimate price and sacrificed their lives, while others returned with visible scars, some invisible, and some mental scars of the war.
Now, Parks says, it's the VHSO's turn to help the men and women who served in the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq.
And it is many of those veterans whom we will serve here at VHSO that will benefit for this treatment facility. America called, and the men and women who will be served in this facility behind me answer that call. Now we answer their call, and we're here to help them.
Moments later, Parks and his staff cut the ribbon outside the facility's front door.
One, two, three.
So Leroy Pond is something that has been missing in our area for a while.
That's Brian Moore, the VHSO's acting deputy director of mental health. At Leroy Pond, he says, veterans with substance abuse disorders, which often come with a co-occurring mental health illness diagnosis, are entered into a 24-hour treatment program for up to 90 days. They have space for 20 veterans who will each get their own room. And while they're at the facility, Moore says, veterans will have access to a list of services to aid in their recovery.
Group therapy, evidence-based therapy for things like PTSD, substance abuse, depression, as well as recreational therapy, vocational rehabilitation. When veterans leave here, they're likely to have a full-time job. They're likely to have their own apartment. They're likely to have all the things that are needed for them to be successful on an outpatient basis.
Moore says prior to the opening of Leroy Pond, the VHSO could only offer veterans a 28-day outpatient program. Those who needed additional help would have to go to the inpatient program in Little Rock or somewhere out of state.
No one wants to do that, right? We get better when we're close to family, when we're close to friends, when we're close to our own community.
The VHSO is currently investigating more than 30,000 cases linked to a pathologist who has been accused of being impaired while on duty. Earlier this summer, Interim Director Kelvin Parks told a town hall of veterans they found 7 missed diagnoses and 1 possible death linked to mistakes made by the pathologist. Brian Moore says he can understand why that could shake patients' trust in their healthcare system, but he hopes it doesn't keep them from seeking help at Leroy Pond.
I would say to anyone, you have a staff of very dedicated mental health care providers that want nothing more than to see veterans get better. And they're here because they're called here. It is a calling to work in a healthcare field, and that calling isn't taken lightly.
Moore says so far, 3 veterans have been enrolled in the Leroy Pond inpatient program since they started taking patients late last month. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
The treatment facility is named after Leroy Pond, who was a Fayetteville resident, graduate of the University of Arkansas, and a lieutenant colonel in World War II. He commanded a unit in the invasion of Normandy and was a highly decorated soldier by the time he died at the age of 27 in 1945.